Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We got to the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. We got to six lines up from the bottom of the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, yesterday's Mishnah, V'kulan she'amru tol es shelcha v'havi maus shomer chinam. So if Uman, he's watching the, he's working on the project, and he says, okay, fine, the job's done, come bring me the money, or really he says, first, I'm done with the project, come get your suit, and bring me the money, so he becomes a Shomer Chinam, because now he's done with his job. His job's over. So the Gemara says, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Tanan Hasim, the Mishnah says, this Mishnah appears later on, Amr lo Shoel. The Shoel borrows an object, he borrows an animal, and he shalach, and he says, shalach, send it to me. Rather, he says, send me the animal to borrow. V'shalcha, so the Mashal sends him the animal along the way. Umesa, and the animal dies, he's chayiv. Rashi explains he's chayv. If you look at Rashi five lines up, chayv ba'onsin, he says, Shemisha shemasa l'shlucho b'mitzat ha-shoel. When the mashal hands the animal to the shliach of the shoel, nischayv ha-shoel ba'onto. It's shlucho she'adam kamoso. So this is viewed as an extension of the shoel. So the moment the shliach holds it, the shoel is now responsible for anything that happens. And we know that he's chayv, so the shoel would be chayv if something happens to this animal. The chayn b'sha shemachzira, when the shoel is sending the animal back to the owner, Amar, the halach is the same thing as well. If he sends it with the shliach, Rashi says here, v'chein b'shoel shemachzira, im masra shoel liyada shliach lehashiva lebala, the shoel gives it to his own shliach to return it, and something happens, v'lo amar hamamashil, the mashil doesn't say shalchali, rather the shoel sends it off on his own, it's still viewed as in the yad of the shoel, and the shoel is responsible. Okay, so this makes sense. The shliach of the shoel is viewed as an extension of the shoel, and all the chiyuvim exist. So then, Amar Afram Bar Papa, Amar Av Chista Lo Shanu, this is only true, Ela Sheachzira Besoch Yimei She'elasa. If he returns it within the time frame, he wanted to return it back early. Aval La'achar Yimei She'elasa Pater. But if it just ends, 30 days is up, the She'el is over, and then he sends it back, then the Shliach of the Shoel is not viewed as the Shoel, rather it's already viewed as a Mashal. So Rashi just explains here, Rashi says, Ela Sheikh Zira Basoch Yime Shelas, if you return it within the 30 days of borrowing, let's say, Shamarlo, he says, Shishalani Adzman Ploni, I want to borrow it for 30 days. Vech Zira Basochman, he returns it within that time frame. The Hasamakati Lo Kalya Sheila, the Sheila doesn't end ad asili ad bailam until it gets to the hand of the initial owner. Abal Ache Me Shelasa Pater, but if he sends it back after the time is over, v'afilu bebeisel shel shoel, even if it's still in the house of the shoel, and it mesa dies, mishikala yamim eina shoel aleh, it's no longer the shoel. Even though it's in the shoel's responsibility, he's no longer a shoel, because he can't use it. He might be a shomer, but he's not a shoel anymore, because he can't use the object. So this is the Mishnah and the qualification of Rav Chista. So comes along the Gemara, now asks,
meaning, so he becomes, even though the other guy didn't tell him to send it back, even though he might have a chiyuv to send it back and he didn't, he still becomes a shomer.
He becomes a shomer now.
A shomer, I'm sorry.
Right. Once he can't use it anymore, right. His she'ela ends, he becomes a shomer until it gets back. Right. We don't know that exactly. Exactly. So now the Gemara asks a question from the Mishnah yesterday, Masavir Rav Nachman Bar Papa. The Mishnah said, V'chulon sh'amru, all the different shomrim who say, Tol eshelcha, come take your object back, it's done, the product is finished. V'havei maus, and bring me the money, you're a shomer chinam. So what's the shaila here? So the Gemara says, Ha, gemirasav, shomer sachar. So it's only because he said something to him, but let's say he just finished. The object, the job was done, but he didn't say anything to him just yet. So then he's still considered a shomer sachar. So here as well, when the guy is shoel, even though the mei she'elasa is over, you're still considered a shoel until you're megal das that you want to send it back. Just look at Rashi here. Rashi in the top of Pei Aleph says, Hag mirasav, if the product was done, you're still a shomer sachar. But lo amrina, we don't say, kevin sheyadu abaylum shekalu yimei ha'umnus, since the owner knows that the umnus is over, v'lo shalchu, he didn't say and send it, v'aviyam pater ha'shomer. We don't say the shomer's pater. So therefore, gavya shol nami, afa pi sheyadu abaylum shekalu yimei ha'sheila. Even though the initial owners know the sheila, that time period is over, he still is considered a shoelhu. So Gemara says, lo, you made the incorrect diyuk. Ha, hava meo, so again, the Mishnah says, if you say, come get your product, and then bring me the money, or take your product and bring me the money, so that's considered a shomer chinam. He switches around the language. He says, bring me the money, and then I'll give you your object. I want the money first, meaning I'm holding on to it until you bring me the money. Then you're still considered a shomer sachar. Aval, but if he finished the work and he just leaves it like that, then the shomer, the umnus, the shomer sachar changes over to a shomer chinam. It ends automatically.
Meaning he says just finish the program and doesn't put any conditions whether one or the other.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, Aval Gemarasov, the Gemara says, "My, he's a Shomer Chinam." So when it ends, Kalu Yimei Sheila, so when the days of Sheila end, or the Yimei Umnos end, automatically you become a Shomer Chinam, and that's consistent with Shitas Rav Chista. So then the Gemara says, "Ihachi, that's the case really." Adetani v'chulon shamru told Ashecha v'havei Maos Shomer Chinam. Once the Mishnah says, if the worker says, "Here's your product, come pay me the money," so Nishmar, let the Mishnah teach. Gemarisav, teach a case if he just the product, the job was done, you didn't say a thing. And if that turns into a Shomer Chinam, Kol Shekein, certainly in a case where he says, Tol Ashelcha, come get your product. Tol Ashelcha. So Gemara says no. Because Tol Ashelcha, have we not written that case in the Mishnah? It's really need to teach me because the Saka Daitachamin, I would think, Shomer Chinam Nami Lo Havi, he would be nothing. If I say, your product's waiting to be picked up, I'm not responsible anymore, maybe his mamash is not responsible. Kamash Mulan, the Mishnah says, you are still responsible, even though you said, I'm done with the job, you're still responsible until he comes to pick up the object. Ikadami, others have a slightly different version of this discussion. Amr of Nachman Bar Papa Af Ananami Tanina, our Mishnah also teaches the same halacha, that what? V'kulan she'amru tola shilcha v'havei maos shomer chinam. So if a person says, the worker says, come get your product and bring me the money, my lav huadin gemar yisav, is it not the same halacha if he also finishes the product and he doesn't say come get it, that he would become a shomer chinam automatically, just like when it's kalu yimei she'elasa. Mar says, lo, not true, you can't bring a ride from the mission because maybe our mission is dafka tola shilcha shiny. That case is different when I say come get your product. Maybe there I turn into a Shomer Chinam. But it's still possible to say, Gemarisav, if I finish a product but I didn't say a thing to you, maybe you still remain a Shomer Sacher until he picks up the object. Okay. These are all very relevant halacha maisa. I'm sure these things happen all the time. You leave a product with someone, he's finished with the job, and you wait a few days, a few weeks to pick it up, and then he just loses it, so now who's responsible? I told you to pick it up, you know, yeshen, you took 5 months to pick it up. I'm not responsible anymore. It seems from the simple reading of the Gemara here, one would be responsible. The owner, the uman, would still be considered a shomer, even though it might take months until the guy picks it up. Okay. Gemara now says, Huna mar bar mare mar kame de ravina. He was standing in front of Ravina, and Rami Masnis and Ahadadin, he had thrown these two Mishnayos against each other as a contradiction. Umishane, and he answered it. So what are the two Mishnayos? Tanan, the Mishnah says, V'chulon sh'amru tola shelcha. Any worker that says, come, take your product, v'havei malos, and bring the money, you're a shomer chinam. That's our Mishnah from yesterday. And then he said, Huadin, the simple understanding is, Huadin the Gemarasov. If he finished the product also, it would be the same halacha. He automatically turns into a, drops to a shomer chinam. Or Minhu, but the other Mishnah says, Amar lo shol, shalach v'shalacha. The shol says, send me the object in the shliach, and he sends it. Umesa dies along the way. The shol is chayah because the shliach shluchal she'odam kamoso. V'chein b'shah she'machzira. If he hands it back to the shliach, same halacha applies. So how come there we say he's still responsible even after kalu yimei she'ela? So Mishnah, he answers like what we said above, Amar Rafram bar Papa, Amar Pchista, lo shanu elo she'ichzer besoch yimei she'ela. This is all only true if you return it within the days of she'ela, aval la'achar yimei she'ela. If you return it afterwards, then you would be pata because once the days end, gemarisav, you drop down to a shomer chinam. Exactly what we said above. Now the Gemara wants to know what Ricky had asked before, ibar lahu. Pater Mishal the Chayiv Kishomer Sachar, O Dilma Shomer Sachar Nami Lohavi. So when he ends Yimei She'elasa, so now does he drop down to Shomer Sachar where he's Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda, or is he perhaps a Shomer Chinam whereby he's not Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda? So Amar Amemar, Amemar explains, Mistaver, it's more logical to say, he's pater mishoel, but he's chayiv kishomer sachar. He's pater from onsin, he's no longer shol, but he is still responsible for Gneva Vaveda like a Shomer Sachar. Why? Since he got hana as a shoel, he wants to now be mahana, give hana to the mashal, to the owner, by taking some responsibility of the gneva of aveda until it's returned. So since he got hana, he's being mahana and takes a higher form of as a shomer sachar as opposed to a shomer chinam. And Tana Kavase de Amemer, the Brisa supports Amemer's shita, which is halokeach. Kalim in Beis HaUman. A person buys Kalim from a tradesman, and Lashagun in the Beis Chamav, who's a very nice guy, wants to send it to his future father-in-law. So Amar Lo, so he says to the owner, the mocher, im mekablen osan, if my base chamavan, I think Rashi says he really sends it to his arusasa, his kala. He sends it to his kala. He's not really sending it to his father-in-law. Who would do that? So he's sending it to his kala, who's living it in his in the father-in-law's house. So im mekablen osan, if my kala accepts the gift, mimani ani nosan lechadameim, I'll pay you the full price, what it costs. But if she's not willing to accept it, I'll give you whatever value we could place on the fact that I wanted to offer the gift, even though they didn't accept it, but that's still, they feel very, they're excited that we offered a gift to them. So whatever that definition of tovas hana, I'll pay you that $20 of pride that they had.
So this is a purchase. It's not something that he, right? Is that what it is?
It's a purchase, but I'll deny.
Right, but so why Kelim, it could affect any item.
Yeah, any item where I buy it from on condition if they accept it or they don't accept it.
We're not talking that he gave to the guy to do something. To
yeah, no, exactly.
He never owned it.
Brand new product.
The Hassan never owned
Brand new product. You have 70 days to return it. If not, you have to pay the $20 of, restocking fee, let's say. Right, okay. So Gemara says, V'nenzu ba'alicha. So along the way, it got, something happened to along the way. So he's chayef because that way he was, it's still considered, it's almost his. But b'chazara, Pater, but if something happens, onus happens when he's returning the item back, then he's actually pater. Why? When he's returning it, he's no longer considered a shoel. He drops down to a shomer sachar, which is exactly what Meimar said above, that he drops to a shomer sachar. He's chayv v'gneva v'aveda, but he's pater me'ons. Marna has a story. Hahu gavra dezavin lechamer lechavra. He was selling either wine or donkeys. Anytime you see the word chamer again, we don't know if it's yain or donkey. He's selling one of them to his friend. So Amr Lay Ka Mamtini Lay Lekhaduch Diplon. He says, I want to bring it to this place, and Imiz Davna Mutav, if I sell it at this location, then everything is gonna work out great. I'll pay you what the wine costs. Vilo, if I can't sell it in this location, Mahajini Law Nahalech, I want to return the product back to you. So Azil, he goes to a place Vilo Azdivine, he doesn't sell it. So but Hade Ka Asi, now he's returning it back to the rightful owner, but along the way in his chazar, he's isne, something, an onus happens, and the animal dies or the wine gets ruined. So also the Kamid Rav Nachman, who's responsible, Chayve, Rav Nachman said he's chayve actually to do this. He's chayve to pay for the damages. So Gemara says, Eisive, asks the question, Rabbi Rav Nachman, we said, Nensu behalicha chay bechazar pater. When you're returning the product back, you're pater. So if an onus happens, why am I chayiv for returning the wine, the donkey, back to the rightful owner? So Amalei, he says, Chazara dehai halichi. This guy's return is actually halicha. Why? He's returning the object back. That's not halichi. He's not looking to buy. Says the Gemara, my taima svaruhu b'chazirasa ilu eshkach lezvune milo zavne. If he's returning and he finds a guy who's willing to buy this donkey, is he not going to sell it to him? So he's always looking while he's returning. He's always looking for another opportunity. Maybe he could sell it in the last few minutes. So he's still considered b'derech halicha, and he's considered a shoel or an uman, whereby he's chayiv be'onsin. Actually, an interesting shayla, someone asked me a couple weeks ago. He was packing his car for whatever the simcha was with a lot of fancy wine. And some guy wanted to help him, a friend wanted to help schlep the wine with him. So he picked up a bunch of bottles of wine and dropped one of them, a very expensive bottle of wine. Now, is that guy who's doing him a tova, is he responsible to pay? So part of the taina was, not exactly like this, but I'm thinking. No, but he said part of the issue was, the guy's picking up like 10 bottles of wine. He was overdoing it. He should have taken two bottles. Instead, he was trying to do a big tova.
And they were separate bottles.
They're separate bottles.
They were not in a box.
Yeah. And then he dropped, it seemed one or two, but he was very much not careful.
Sure.
So the question is he responsible? Not this case, but it just got me to think of it as the onus happened along the way. So, I don't know if it's sofa bonus. There was no onus happened. No wind came along and knocked him over.
Well,
he was just poshea.
He dropped. Right.
No, onus.
It's a total poshea. Right?
Yeah, to me it seemed total poshea.
Started out with poshea.
Even though he did a very nice thing, it's still, to me, it's considered, if it's true that picking up so many bottles of wine is really considered negligent, according to the, he picked up eight bottles, according to the standard person, that would be considered negligence. I would imagine he's chayef. Okay. What?
I don't even know how you picked up bottles.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how many bottles it was. I just said, if you picked up...
You didn't know how valuable his bottles were either, probably.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I didn't know
anything more. Anyway, so the Gemara says now, quotes from the Mishnah, Shamar li v'eshmor lecha Shomer Sacher. He says, no, I'll watch for me, and you watch for me, and I'll watch for you, and you're considered Shomer Sacher, because we are both watching each other, so we're both gaining from this relationship. So, if I'm I, So now something happens to it. So if you both consider Shomer Sachar, so if something happens to it, so then we said in the Mishnah that you have a din of, the din of Shomer Sachar. Fine. So the Gemara said, Amai, why is this the case? If it's chayiv, if something happens to it, if a gneva aveda happens, you're chayiv, Amai, it's shmira bebailamu. What's shmir bebailam? So look at the last Rashi in the narrow lines. Amai shmir bebailam hi. Bailav shel chayfet zeh she nignav b'melachto shel shomer haya she'af hu mishamer hayalo. If the owner, if I give you my wine to watch, and I'm watching it with you together, so that's a heter of shomer b'bailav, then you are going to be pater if I'm there as well. Even though you're also doing the shmir, I'm pater. It's considered shomer b'bailav. And Rashi points out the source is ksiv im balav. The pater says imo. If the baal is with you, lo yisham, you don't have to pay your pater if the owner of the wine is present. V'darshin l'kaman, later on we're going to learn imo b'mlachto, that he's with you, he's doing the same lacha. Even though this heter of Baal of Imo is talking about a shoel, later on we're going to learn this applies to all the shomrim. So in this case, we're watching it together, shomer leave ashmor lecha, and chayv, if something happens, why? We're watching it together, so I should be puffed if anything happens to the object. So the Gemara answers, no, it's a case, amra papa de amr le shomer li hayom v'ashmor lecha lemachar. I'll watch today, you'll watch tomorrow. We're not watching at the same time, so it's not Shomer Bebailav.
The
Heinech and Ami had it been Shomer Bebailav.
The fact that they are Shomer at the same time, or that they live together? That they live together has to be.
No, I thought the case, at least the Rashi, the way he presents it, is that they're doing the Shmira together.
Meaning what?
Let's say the typical case of Shoel. If I'm borrowing your object, but you're leading the donkey, but I'm the one borrowing it, so that's considered Shomer Bebailav, or Shoel Bebailav, in which case I'm Patif,
right,
onus happens.
So it must be place where they're both in one house together and they say, I'll watch yours and you watch mine, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, but I think it has to be where there's somewhat. You see, Rashi says, She'af hu mishamer hayalo. He was also being mishamer.
So what does that mean?
I thought it meant that they're both involved in that same malacha.
Meaning, help me watch this and I'll help you watch yours. Help me watch mine and I'll help you watch yours.
That's what it sounds like from Rashi.
Something like that.
That's what it sounds like from Rashi, yeah.
Same okay. Thing?
It's what it seemed like, the way Rashi, they're both, you know, you watch mine, I watch yours. I mean, we're both going to keep eyes on each other's projects or each other's houses. So that's, even though you might not be watching at that same moment, but overall, we're supervising this Shmira, taking turns. So according to that, it would be considered Shmira Bebailam. I think later on, the Gemara discusses in greater length to what exactly the gather is. It mamish at the same time, but at least for now, it seems that they're involved together in the Shmira. Then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan quotes a Braisa, Shomer leave Eshmor lecha, watch mine, I'll watch yours. Hishilani v'ashilcha, I'll borrow, let me borrow mine, you borrow yours. Shomer li v'ashilcha, watch mine, I'll borrow yours. Hishilani v'eshmor lecha, I'm going to lend you mine and I'm going to watch yours. It's different types of relationships here. Kulan, all of these cases, Nasu, Shomer sachar zelazet. Since they're both doing a tova for each other, they become Shomer sachar. Vamai, so why the chayiv if gneva aveda happened? Isn't it shmir b'bailami? You're watching mine, I'm watching yours, and we're doing this kind of keeping eyes on both products here. So Amar Papa, Damar Le, Shamar Li Hayom, Vashmar Lecha Lemachar. I'll watch today, you'll watch tomorrow. That is not considered shmir b'bailam. Varna has a story here. Hanu Ahalave. Ahalave, Rashi has a 2 day is what this means. People would sell tents or clothing of some sort. So they were selling these this merchandise.
Oh, it's something that you wash clothing.
It's Rashi and Mochi Oel, Shemechabsim Bo Bagadim, who Esav,
right.
Some type of thing.
Ohal is, I think, the name of some kind of
a... Uh-huh. And the next print is a min bosom, a type of spice.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's selling this product here. And the Chol Yoma, Havi Api Leichad Minayo. So now these merchants, one guy's day, your day to bake the food. You're responsible for lunch today. So Hahu Yoma, one day, Amru Le Lechad Minayo Zil Api Lan. So they said to one guy, go bake for us. So the Gemara Rashi says here, Zil of Apelon, Kasaka Daitech, the Havimin is Yom Didei Havi. This was his day to cook the meal. Dehashjalo Havi Inu Bishmir Taliso Ela Kishomer Chinam. So they are not in the Shmir of Talis, rather, he's a Shomer Chinam, Vitzech Lememar Pashuba, Dilo Lomachaiva. So right now, they're not doing Shmir with his Talis. He's going off to he's the baker for the day. So now, Amr Lahu, he says, Nichuli Glima. So watch my shirt while I'm going to make the food. So Ada Asi, when he came back, Pashube, they were poshe in the shmir of his talis, v'agnuf, and they got stolen. So now they're considered shomer chinam. Also, l'kamei d'rapapa, they went to Rapapa, Chayvinu, he made them responsible. You guys were Shomer Chinams, and they, you guys are Chay for Gneva. Amarle, Rabbanu, Rapapa, Amai. They said to Rapapa, Amai, Pshia Bebailim. What do you mean? They're working together. He's baking for all of them. They're all a unit here. They're whole Chabura. So that's considered Shmir Bebailim. So Ichsef, the Rapapa got embarrassed. He realized he was incorrect. It is Shmir Bebailim, in which case that the Shomrim shouldn't be responsible to pay. And in the end, Iglai Milsa Dahahu Shaita Scharahave Kashasa. No, they realized at the end they were actually considered a Shomer Sacha the time because Hava Kashasi. He was drinking at the time. What does it mean he was drinking at the time? He didn't start baking yet. He stopped off at the pub a long way to get a drink of beer. So since he didn't start the mloch yet of baking, it wasn't considered they were all doing a chabur. While he was baking for the chabur and they were watching together, he was just taking a little break. He was off the job. So in that situation, he's drinking some beer along the way, it's not considered Shmir Bebailim, and therefore the heter doesn't exist, and they would be chayiv for the Geneva. So Gemara says, Hanich el ma'adamr, this all makes sense, Pshir Bebailim pater mishim hachi yachsif. If you say it's Pshir Bebailim, and therefore he would be pater, that's why Rapapa got embarrassed initially, he made the wrong psak. Ended up being the right psak, but initially he didn't realize that he stopped off to get a drink. But Ella Laman Damar Chayiv, if you hold that Pshir Bebailim is Chayiv, even though normally we say if there's Shmir Bebailim, then you're Pater, that's only if it wasn't negligence, if it was Gneva Vaveda. But if there's Pshia, then even though the Baal might be there, the Shomer is still Chayiv. So, Ichsef, why do you get upset? He shouldn't have been upset. Rapapa should have said, okay, I agree that the Bailim were with him, he was baking while they were doing work, but when it comes to Pshia, then the Shomrim are still chayiv, even though the Baal's there. So why would Rav Papa get upset? So the Gemara explains, you know why? Elahu yoma lav didei havu. That day wasn't his day to debate. The Amrule, they said, l'didei zil afen lan at. And so he says, today, and I know it's at your day, but can you do us a favor and bake? Today, just take off the job and do us a favor and bake for us. So Amrule, so he says to them, bahu agra deka afina luchu nitur glima. And that schar that I'm losing, well, I'm taking the day off to go bake, even though it's not my day. I want you to watch my object in return for me. Ad the asa, and then when he came back, Ognev, it got stolen, Rashi says, below Pshia, without Pshia. There wasn't any negligence here. It was simply it got stolen without negligence. So then, now the case makes sense. Asu lekame de rapapa chayvinu, he says, you're chayv. There was no Pshia here. It was just the imamis of Shomer Sachar. And then the product got stolen, the talis got stolen. So Shomer Sachar is chayiv in Geneva. So then he said, oh, you're chayiv to pay, because you were Shomer Sachar in your it was Geneva. So Amar Leh Rabbanan, the Talmidim said to Rapapa, what do you mean? HaShmir Bebailim, that's the case of Shmir Bebailim. And since he was baking for the Chabura, that's considered Shmir Bebailim. And Shmir Bebailim, the Shomer is Pater from Geneva. So that's why Ichsef, he got embarrassed, he was incorrect. But in the end, he ended up being correct because Lasof Iglai Milsa turned out that he shaitis shachra havashasi. He's busy drinking along the way. He didn't start baking yet. And therefore, it's not considered shmira bebalim just yet. These are one of the many examples we have in the Gemara where a certain Amora made a psak and it was an incorrect psak. But Iglai Milsa, in the end, it turned out he was correct because some other fact that he didn't know turned out towards his psak was correct. So they prove from here how there's a lot of siyata d'shmaya when it comes to giving a psak, even though they don't even know all the details. There's certain das Torah that they're correct anyways.
So if it would have been his turn to do it, then they are Shomer Chinam.
Exactly.
Right.
And Shomer Chinam, then they're putter from
right.
Geneva. They're only chayv and pshia.
Right.
But then the question is: there's imo bebailim imo? Is that a heter that applies even to pshia or not? That was two days later. Fine. Okay. Gemara now says hanu beitrei. There are two people that have a ka maske ba'orcha. They're walking along the derech. Chad arich. One was a tall guy, and chad guta. One was Ricky, and one was Andy. Sorry, Andy. So then, Aricha, the tall guy, Rachev Chamer, was on the donkey. Ba'avalei Sadina, he had a certain sheet, Gutza, and Gutza, the short guy, Michsei Sarvala, he was covering himself Sarvala, I think a wool type of cloth, the Kamaske Bekare, and he was walking along the ground next to him. Okay? So that was that's the situation. Kimatila Nara, they got to a river. So Shakli the Sarvale, so Ricky on the tall guy and the donkey took the sarvale, the wool from the short guy, the osri alave, chamer, placed on top of the donkey. The shakli the sadina dahu, and now the short guy took the sheet from the donkey rider, the echsebe, and covered himself. So they're walking along, they switched to each other's sheets, And along the way, the reason for this is because the wool is going to get soaked with water, so better to be on a donkey to stay dry. And the sheet was easily... Exactly. So Gemara, what happened? Shatu Maya l'sadina. So it came along the river and the tide, and it took away the sadina. The short guy, the poor guy, lost his sheet now. It took it off the donkey's back. So also l'kamid rava, they wanted to know who's responsible. So Chayve, they said that the donkey rider who took the sadin has to replace it. Amrile Rabban and the Rava, but they said to Rava, Amai, Sheilav Abaylam hi. This was a Sheilav Abaylam. They were together. So that's a Sheilav Abaylam, your pata from any onus. So Achsef, he got embarrassed also. Lasof, Iglai Milson, in the end it turned out, Dibelo Daita Shaklai, Ubelo Daita Osve, that he took it away without permission. He just grabbed it from him and put it on the donkey, and therefore he's not considered Sheilav Abaylam. He was Mamash Ganav, it seems. So for that reason, he was Chayv. Okay. Gemara now says another Maisa, Hu Gavra, to Ogir Lechamr Lechavre. A guy rented out his donkey to his friend, Amalei, so he says, Chazi lo tizel v'orcha, don't go in this way, dinar pokud ikamai. There's a lot of water by this river, don't go there. Zil b'orcha dinar shtilekamai. Go this other path where there's no water. So, Azil b'orcha dinar pokud, of course he went the way he wasn't supposed to go, where there was water. Umeis chamr, and the donkey died. Kiasa, when he came back, Amar, in, you're right, Borcha Dinar Pakid, I went to the path where you told me not to go, but you know what? Mihu Lekamai, there's no water there. So there's no water there, so you're only Taina, what didn't exist, so I had every right to go in that way. Amarlei Rava says, Mali Lashakir, Ibai, Amarlei Ana, Borcha Dinarish, Azli. So Mali Lashakir, he could have lied. He could have said, I went to the path you told me to path, and I told the truth. So Mali Lashakir, I could have gone off the hook. The fact that I didn't say that, I didn't lie, but rather I told the truth, and I said the truth, and that there was no water there. So, well, you should trust me that there was no water at the time, and it died anyways. So I should be off the hook. So Gemara says, Amar Leah, bye, says back to Rava, Mali Lashakir, Bamakum Edim, Lo Aminun. We don't say this kind of Mali Shakir, but Bamakum Edim, everybody knows that there's water, but not pocket. You can't say that day, the tide, when there was a low tide and there's no water there, impossible to say that. Mali Shakir doesn't work in the presence of Edim, and therefore he's responsible to pay. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Shamar Liv, Amar Lo, Hanach, Lefanai, Shamar Chinim. The guy says, watch this object for me. I said, sure, place it down in front of me. So that's an acceptance of responsibility whereby you are considered a Shamar Chinim. So Amar Rav Huna says, Amar Lo, Hanach, Lefanecha, place it in front of you. That means get out of my face. Eini, Lo, Shamar Chinim, Lo, Shamar Sach. I'm not interested in your object. Take it for yourself. I'm nothing. Okay, that seems to be an obvious case. So Ibai Lehu, Hanach, Stam Amai. But let's say place it. So what does that mean? Place in front of me, I'll watch it, or place in front of you, I won't watch it. So what's the din? Tashma shamar li v'amar lo hanach lefanai shamar chinam. If I say place in front of me, I'm taking upon myself to be shamar chinam. But the implication is ha stam. If I just say hanach, that implies lo klum, that there is no shmir going on here. Gemara says, but look at the other case, adarabba. The opposite is midamar rav huna hanach lefanecha hu de'ena lo shomer chinam v'lo shomer sachar. If I say place in front of yourself, meaning I don't want to watch it, so then you're not a shomer. But hastama a stam case where you just say hanach, then one would be a shomer chinam havi. So ela meha leka lemash mimina. You cannot infer anything from these two statements. So the Gemara says maybe this whole machlokis lema katanai, maybe it's really machlokis tanayim, whether or not hanach stam is considered shomer chinam or nothing at all. So what's the case here? Imhichnis birshus bal chater chayv. So let's say I have Rashi says is based on the mission in Maseches Baba Kama that if I have some jugs of pottery and I say can I please leave it over in your chater and you're the bal chater, you're sure breaks and damages my kalim, so who's chayv to pay? You gave me permission to put it in there, but it was your shur that caused damage. So the Mishnah says, as the Gemara quotes, Im hechnis birshus, if I had the permission to place my jugs in your backyard, so then Baal Chatz is chayv. So you said I'm allowed to. So any damage that your shur does, you have to pay me. But Rebbe Omer, Bikulam, Eino chayv, Ad Shikabel, Alav, Baal Abayis, Lishmer. No. You're acting, the Baal Abayis is pasta. I just said leave it in my chatzar. Did I say I'm going to watch it? No. So I'm not responsible until I explicitly say I'm taking responsibility of any damage. Until I say that, I'm actually pater. So when you say hanach, just here's my chatzar, use it. That's a case of hanach stam. So according to Tanakama, hanach stam is I'm taking upon myself shmira. I'm chayv for any nezek. Rebbe says hanach means do it at your own risk. And I'm not chayv. So that's the machlokis tanaim. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know these two cases are the same? Dilma Adkan, maybe up until this point, Lokamari, Rabbanan, Hasan, Rabbanan only say there that the Baal Chatzar is Chayv because he takes upon himself Shmira. Why? Because Ella, the Chatzar, the Bas, and the Turihi. A chatzar is a place that's protected generally. V'chi kamerle, when I say bring your product in, I'll din tar lecha kamerle. So I say come bring it in, and I will watch it for you because you want to put in the chatzar for shmira. So I said, yeah, take it in and I'll watch it. Aval hacha here shuka la bar netuyahu. So in the shuk, there's no chatzir. Out in the marketplace, it's not a place of shmirah. So I say, anach, place it down. I mean, v'tev natalecha, kamali, take it for yourself. I don't want it. Because the shuk is not a place of shmirah. So hanach, depending where you are, hanach in the shuk means nothing. Hanach in my chatzir means I'm going to watch it. That's how we explain Rabbanan doesn't necessarily line up with our discussion here. Inami, alternatively, you could say Rabbi also differs from our case. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Hasan. Rabbi only says in the case of the chatzir that the bal hachatzir is not chayv el bechatziro dileiule rishusa kabay lemishkal minei, that he's asking permission to just use the property. V'chiyavle rishusa lail tav not to the chakamer. You ask me, can I bring my product in? You don't ask me if I can watch it. You ask rishus to use my property, so I'm responding to your request. Yes, use my property, but there's no mention of shmirah. Aval hacha hanach. Now here, when you say place in front of me, you're asking me to do shmira. Your question is, can you do shmira? I say hanach, place it down. So that is a response to yes, I'll do shmira. Hanach is always a yes to whatever you were asked. So if you ask to have rishus, you can have rishus. There's no shmira there. If you're asking me to watch it, hanach means yes, I'll watch it. And therefore, aval hacha hanach vana mintarna karmale. I'm saying yes, I'll watch it. Hanach, place it down. I'll keep an eye on it. Because the isaka daita hanach v'save v'nata karmale. If it means yeah, place it and you watch it. Ilosve rishusa by lemishkal minei. Do you need to ask permission to leave a product in the shuk? Certainly not. So then, when I was asking you a question, I responded to hanach. That means yes, I'm giving you permission. That place in front of me, and I'll protect it. But to say hanach, leave it in the shuk, I need your permission to place in the shuk. So certainly, he was responding that yes, in the affirmative, that he will do the shmir.
So we saw two opposing arguments.
Exactly.
And then what?
So that's the end. All we're trying to say is that discussion of the Baal Chatzir is not synonymous to the discussion of Hanach by Shmir.
Okay.
Two ways to be Michalik, and there's no conclusion. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.